Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It's estimated 4.5 million trees, equal to about 70,000 football fields of forest, are destroyed each day. Bad news, because the world's forests have a tremendous effect on climate change. Trees filter billions of tons of carbon dioxide from the air. Cut down the trees, we lose the filter. Burn the forest down, and billions of tons of the greenhouse gas are released into the atmosphere. This past week, senior government officials from 70 countries met in Australia at the world's first high-level meeting on forestry and climate change. At the meeting, Australia's Environment Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, announced a 5-year, $175 million initiative to use satellites to monitor the world's forests. We reached Minister Turnbull by phone at the Sydney airport.
What we're able to do through our global initiative on forests and climate is work with other countries to incorporate sustainable forestry into the battle against climate change. Now, one of the most important things we need to do is to monitor increases and decreases in forest cover and also monitor carbon emissions. Now, we have very advanced techniques to do that in Australia. And so what we want to do is work with other countries to set up a global forest monitoring and carbon monitoring network. What that will mean is, before too long, be able to have a very good idea of what's happening with the world's forests, both in terms of net hectareage of coverage and also what's happening in terms of their contribution to the carbon cycle.
But everyone knows that there's illegal logging going on in Brazil and Indonesia, that there's clear cutting of the forests and burning down of the forests. But now what? What do you do with this information?
Well, ultimately, it's up to national governments to enforce their own laws. All countries, I think, are working very hard to fight against illegal logging. But ultimately, you need compliance and enforcement on the ground. Now, the type of satellite and radar data that a network of this kind can deliver, of course, makes enforcement a lot easier.
But, you know, critics say that Australia imports $400 million worth of contraband timber every year. Your plan is a 5-year plan for $175 million. They say your plan is a drop in the bucket against these illegal imports.
Well, you're not comparing apples with apples. The $400 million figure is a absolute guesstimate. And the bulk of the illegal timber imports is timber that is contained in furniture. It's hard, I would say, well nigh impossible to know whether the timber that is in a chair or a table that's come from China had its origin in illegal or legally cut timber. Now, we need to try to develop ways in which we can get certification right back to the source.
Well, right now there's no incentives for these loggers to not cut the forest down.
This is what we're focused on. You see, what you've got is a market failure in that the carbon cost is not being factored into forestry. The classic case is the way the Kyoto Protocol in effect encourages deforestation. There is an incentive for countries to use biofuels such as palm oil, because they're seen as a renewable energy resource. However, to grow that palm oil, you need land, and also often that land is being provided by rainforests being clear-felled. But having said that, it's a weakness that is widely recognised, and we certainly are very committed to addressing it in the next round of Kyoto, in Kyoto 2, if you like.
What's been the United States' reaction to your initiative and to the conference?
Oh, they've been very supportive. The US was the first government. It and Indonesia were the two first governments to support our initiative. But the important thing that we've achieved, I think, is that we've succeeded in lifting the profile of this issue in the climate change debate up several notches. And I don't think there'll be any difficulty ensuring that forestry is a key part of the new climate change agenda, the post-Kyoto agenda, that will begin to be framed in earnest at Bali later this year.
It seems to me surprising that it's taken governments so long to actually address the issue of forests and greenhouse gases.
Yes, it's always puzzled me. It is, in many respects, the least cost abatement opportunity. And, of course, there are so many other benefits. There are benefits for biodiversity. There are benefits for water quality. Better management of the world's forests ticks every box.
Well, I know you have a plane to catch, so I'll let you go. I want to thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Speaking to us from a phone in the Sydney airport is Australia's Environment Minister, Malcolm Turnbull.